Boulder, Colorado. Originally published, 2001. Recorded in this recording and updated, 2005. Chapter 1. Good is the enemy of great. That's what makes death so hard. Unsatisfied curiosity. Beryl Markham, West with the Night. Good is the enemy of great. And that's one of the key reasons why we have so little that becomes truly great. We don't have great schools principally because we have good schools. We don't have great government principally because we have good government. Few people attain great lives in large part because it is so easy to just settle for the good life. The vast majority of companies never become great precisely because the vast majority become quite good, and therein lies much of their main problem. This became piercingly clear to me in 1996 when I was having dinner with a group of thought leaders, gathered for a discussion about organizational performance. Bill Meehan, who ran the San Francisco office of McKinsey & Company, leaned over his salad and casually confided, "You know, Jim, we love Built to Last around here. You and your co-author, Jerry Porras, did a very fine job on the research and writing. Unfortunately, it's useless." I asked him to explain. The companies you wrote about in Built to Last were,